Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Thank you. God bless you too.
As I was just sharing with the listeners, we just got done praying, and I'm sharing with the listeners tonight on the how-to of the Word of God is a how-to book, how to overcome a lot of obstacles in our life. And
okay.
Just to share with you out there, fear, I believe, holds a lot of people back from blessings, paralyzes a lot of us out there, and
right.
holds us back. It holds us back from receiving all that God has for us. We believe that fear is a spirit. We're going to share tonight on probably two types of fear. Tonight there's a
yep.
godly fear, which is a good one. And then there's a fear that comes from Satan. That's a spirit.
Right.
So tonight, stay with us. Be blessed tonight as we share the word tonight. Invite some friends and family members. I'm going to pass out some phone numbers. So if you're listening by the internet, you'd like to call in, you'd like to comment, maybe you have a prayer request tonight, maybe you're struggling with fear tonight, or you know somebody that is, call in tonight. This is the number. Area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. I'd like to speak to hold on this for about 30 seconds. I'm going to follow Pia Gaisan on the Tema, the Gawa Tema. I used to know Gaisan and Mensa. City does the most part. Dar are at the word was a dark. So are at the Sana Mensa, the Grand Glossy Maid, and two shells. On the Shabbos for now, the Lord Glossy Maid tomorrow. The word was, and the Shabbos for now are at. I used to make up the sentiments I had. Praise the Lord tonight. Again, pass out the phone number tonight if you're listening tonight. Area code 917-889-7893. Write it down. And also, we have an email address. If you can't call in, if you're listening from another country, you could email us tonight. If you have a prayer request or a question, our email address is gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. Again, that's Gypsy Radio, gypsyradio1@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brother Gus, I believe we're probably ready for the word. I know we have a lot to go on tonight. I know that there's a lot of people out there that struggle with fear, the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Just to share with the listeners, if I may, I'm one of those people who struggled many, many years with fear. It overtook my life in a lot of ways. It kept me from a lot of blessings. And fear, I could say this, fear is not from God. And that's what we're going to share on here in a minute or so. Brother Gus, if you will, you'd like to share with the listeners a little bit on fear, and then we'll pray and start the word. Amen?
Definitely. God bless you guys. Happy New Year. This from Saltur Amaro Drahudel. Pepinal John Amaro Paulo Yanko already. Bud Romani Tema Janan O Amaro Paulo John Baonav Yanko Kadabucho Romanes. And we want to thank them because they're faithful. We don't see you, but Janan Odell, you guys are there. We thank you. You know who you are. Facebook. God bless you, Instagram. God bless you, all the listeners. Continue to be faithful to God, not to me or to John, but to his word. So God bless you guys for continuing to listen in. And I'm going to have to agree with Brother John. It's embarrassing as it may be for me, I'm going to confess that I'm scared and I have fear. And I'm a grown man. I'm 41 years old and I have fear. And I was talking to Brother John about it. I won't get into details, but, you know, it's something that I struggle with as well. And me and Brother John were talking about it just before we opened up the station tonight, that most likely everybody struggles with it some way or form or shape. Whether it may be a fear of going to the doctor, a fear of driving your car, pulled over by a police officer, getting pulled over by that bottle, or maybe just the fear of confronting someone that you've had a problem with for a while, And you're afraid of rejection because how they might receive you. They might say no to you. And that's a fear. So there's many phobias. But we're going to take it a step further tonight. We're going to talk about a spiritual fear that's holding back the believer from moving forward in his walk with Christ. And anything that's holding you back or keeping you from getting closer to Jesus is, you know, is a fear or is Kataro Tuzmano. Odell Pinal, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of sound mind. And there is bad spirits, and we need to know that those bad spirits are moving around and they're constantly working and they're trying to hold us back. Now look what John, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Am I through across all right?
Yes. Yeah, you broke up just a little bit, but you're fine.
Okay. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God." Okay. That's 1 John 4:1. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God." Now, that word there, test, now that word also comes from James, the half-brother of Jesus in the New Testament. He says, "Count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulation, when you're being tested." Okay? Now, when we go through something and we're scared of it, that's not necessarily an evil spirit, because God will test us, and that's to grow our faith. That's not to confuse it with fear, because fear will enable us, immobilize us, where we can't move at all. That's what the Duzmano is looking to do. He's trying to keep you completely out of sharing your faith with somebody on the street, saying that that person's not going to receive it, they're going to get mad at you. That's what the Duzmano does. Now, say you are going in the grocery store and there's somebody in line, you want to share your faith, but you're not sure. Now, that's not an evil spirit. That's just you wrestling with, how do I deal with getting the word across? You guys follow me? So we have a battle. We have a battle within us, right, John? And then we also have a fear, Kataro Duzmano. So first of all is battle within us, right? And then we deal with, how do we go forward from there? Because we don't want to just know we have to do the right thing and not do it. Fear will keep us from that. We want to talk tonight about, okay, I know what's the right thing to do. I know that I should be doing this. How do I do it now with the Lord's help? How do I go forward? I'm scared. I'm fearful. I have doubt. I don't know how it's going to get done. We might not see the total finished thing. God's just telling us, go out and try and minister. But we don't see the whole complete job, and we worry about how it's going to get done. So we're going to talk tonight about, you know, 3 or 4 different aspects of fear and how it grabs us and how it holds us. I'm going to turn it over to Brother John a little bit while I'm looking for a scripture.
Amen. You know, I like to share something, too. You know, we have a listener tonight, our brother Wayne and Sister Kay out there that are listening tonight. And God bless them tonight. And thank you for joining
us tonight.
God bless
you guys. Hi, Brother Wayne.
And you know, I shared something with him on the phone earlier today. I told him what the message was going to be about. And you know, we talked earlier tonight in the opening about very successful books back in the 70s and 80s were how-to books, how to be successful, how to become a millionaire. And Brother Wayne was one of the people that were selling books on success, motivational books in that way, you know, how-to back in the 80s. And we have some friends out there that became very successful in the business world. And they wrote books on how to be successful. But see, today, we live in a peculiar time, the Bible says. We live in a different time. In the book of Luke, the 21st chapter, the 21st chapter, 26th verse, says this: "Men's hearts failing them from fear, and expectations of the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. You know, we live in the last days, and fear, that fear is overtaking. Men's heart are failing. You know, there's business people out there, people in the world who they look at the numbers out there, and their hearts are failing from fear of losing their empires, their corporate structure out there. Jesus told us these things would come on the earth over 2016 years ago, and when we talk about fear tonight. Like I said, I know there's a lot of people going through fear tonight, that fear might have a grip on you. It might be your health, your finances, whatever it might be out there tonight. We have to remember God is still on the throne. He's still working today. He doesn't want us to have that type of fear, and he wants us to be delivered and set free from fear tonight. So if you like, Brother Gus, I'd like to pray, and then let's go into the Word.
Sounds good.
Amen. And
yes,
Father God, tonight we thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because your word is true and your word is alive and powerful.
Hallelujah.
And active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Tonight, Father God,
hallelujah.
You lead us, guide us, direct us. Father God, open up our understanding to your word, Father God, to receive it. Father God, our spiritual eyes, ears, hearts, minds, souls, spirits, Father God, to receive your word tonight. And Father God, tonight, Father God, let you speak through us, and not a single word from our flesh. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name, and we say amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Brother Gus, your mic right now.
How is the weather over there, John? Because we're freezing here in California.
Cold. Very cold.
It's cold here, too. It's 28 degrees. That's cold for California.
Yes, that's terrible.
All right. Look what the proverb tells us. This is Solomon, one of the wisest men that ever lived, King David's son, says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life. Whoever has it rest satisfied, he will not be visited by harm." We'll read that again. If you guys want to grab your Bibles or your iPhones, whatever you have, that you can go to Scripture. It's Proverbs 19:23. And this is the Bible study tonight, so if you can mark your Bibles, that would be great. And that way you guys know where we're getting these passages from to share the teaching. And it's Proverbs 19:23. And later on, if you guys get confused or lose the, you know, you guys can just call in. If you have a question, we'll give you guys that. But it's also being recorded. Proverbs 19:23 tells us, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm." Now, the topic being fear, why would Solomon write about this? He was a king. He was King David's son. The Bible tells us in 2 Kings, writing about him, it's all about the kings in the Bible, that Solomon had peace on all his borders, meaning that from the north, the west, the south, and the east, no one came for war. And at that time, wars happened all the time. They didn't just happen, well, okay, it's this time of the year to go to war. They happened, they broke out all the time. But there was no war. He reigned without any problems whatsoever at all. People brought him gift offerings. They brought him love offerings. The Queen of Sheba came and visited him. He was brought things from different countries. So how could he talk about fear when he had no fear of anything coming upon him or anybody bothering him? Now look what Proverbs says. "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rest satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. Well, King David, remember that he was the King Solomon was the son of King David, and before King David, there was the bad king, King Saul, that the people wanted as king. So God gave them King Saul, and he said, well, beware, because when you want a king, this is what he's going to do. And he ended up doing to the people exactly what God said. He didn't obey God, and God sent a tormenting spirit on him. So they sent for someone that can play the harp, and that was King David before he was king. He played the harp, and whenever he played the harp, a soothing spirit came upon Saul. And that's how he had rest, and he was satisfied. Now, Solomon knows this because of experience, what happened with his father and King Saul. Now, look around. Let me ask you guys something. Do you guys know somebody that's not obeying God, that's maybe being disobedient, that's maybe doesn't have the peace of God on their life and God's hand is not on them? Well, you know what? That person probably is not fearing God. Now, I'm not asking anybody to point fingers or to call in and say somebody's name. Please don't do that. But just in general, I'm saying, you know, look at the world. People have turned away from God. And that's what King Saul did. He turned away from God. He wasn't being obedient. And God requires our obedience rather than our sacrifice. It says, the fear of the Lord leads to life. Now, you see, David was a fearful man. He feared the Lord, and it brought him life. David was not murdered. David just grew old and died a natural death. But King Saul, differently, he died in war. And it was also prophesied that he'll die, him and his sons, on the same day, and that's what happened. But look at the contrast to the man of God. And whoever has it, which is the Holy Spirit, or fear, whoever has it rest satisfied, he will not be visited by harm. So there's a contrast there between the man of God and the man that's not. The man of God that has this fear, it's a reverent fear. It's not a fear, well, I better praise God or he's going to strike me with lightning. No, we're not preaching that, because that is not what God teaches in the Bible. God is a God of love. But the fear we need to have is, you know, that I love my wife, I love my children so much that I do things out of the gratitude of my heart, because my heart goes out to them and I want to, not because they ask me, I need this or I need that. And that goes for all of us. We do it because we want to, not because we're asked to and we have to do it. We pay our rent not because, they tell us to pay the rent. Well, we want to pay our rent because we want a house and we love our family. Not because of fear, well, my family's going to leave me. And that's how we're supposed to love God, because God gave first, and not that we gave anything first. So it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning. And that's what the proverb is telling us here. Now, proverb is a wise saying. Now, this is a very wise saying. We should understand that the fear of the Lord leads to life. Why? Because if you fear the Lord, you love the Lord, and you'll obey him. Jesus says in the New Testament, if you love me, you will obey me. Brother John, go ahead.
Amen. Amen. You know, I just like to speak a little bit about fear. I talked earlier, and I said this is a man that struggled with fear for many years. The Bible tells us something here about fear. In Job chapter 3, verse 25, it says, the thing which I feared the most, Job, came upon me. And that's so true. You know, we could make we could have so much fear in our life. And the opposite of fear is faith. And that spirit of fear can overtake us, and actually the thing that we fear will come upon us. You know, I want to share something with the listeners out there. I met a man back in the 80s. His name was Rich Barkley. He was the number one motivator in North America at one time. But he was a spirit-filled believer. And I shared with him how I had fear. And he sat down with me, and he had me write on the piece of paper the word fear. And I wrote it down, and then he wrote below that, in every letter, he put false emotions appearing real. F-E-A-R, fear. False emotions appearing real. We fear things that didn't even happen. We fear that, I'll give you an example, we fear that they're going to cut off our electricity. And we have that fear, what am I going to do? We have nowhere to turn. And it happens. A lot of times what happens, well, of course, we have to care of those. We know that. But a lot of things, I'm just using examples here. A lot of things we fear that didn't even happen yet. And see, God told us, Jesus told us, don't fear about tomorrow, for today has enough of its own problems. And in Isaiah 41, verse 10, it says, and this is a very popular scripture that most believers know, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Amen.
God tells us a lot to fear not. God doesn't want us to have fear in our life. He wants us to have faith and not fear. The Bible
Amen.
Tells us that in 2 Timothy verses 1:7, it says, God did not give us the spirit, power, and love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
See, God gave us the spirit of power, that's the Holy Spirit, of power, love, and a sound mind. So I just want to share that with the listeners tonight. That we're going to talk a little bit later on. I have about 5 or 6 steps here that God has given me to show us how to overcome fear. Amen. God bless you, Brother Gus.
Amen. Well, I think that was a very good scripture and a very good illustration. That was a very good acronym, F-E-A-R. And what was that again, John?
False emotions appearing real. See,
okay.
Fear is an emotion that can overtake us. It becomes a spirit that overtakes us. That's all we're thinking about is that problem that we're going through. Whether it's thinking I'll never make it, I'll never be successful, I'll never pay the bills, I'll never, you see, and that's the opposite of what the Word of God tells us. It says the Bible tells us this: we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, here's another passage me and John was reading about. So I studied, he studied, and usually we'll like study separate. I think he tells you over and over every week on the radio that we don't really study too much together. We'll pick a topic, and then we'll both do our study and then come together and do it together with you guys rather than studying it together. So he picked the same verse that I picked, and it was 1 John 4:18. And here it is. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So I'll read that again. I'll give you guys some time to get there. It's 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Now, if your Bible is for reading and following me in your Bible, it might read a little bit different because I'm reading from the ESV, which is the English Standard Version. And I'll read that again. It's 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. Now, notice as I read how many times the word fear is in this one passage, one verse. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. I mean, Brother John was talking about this earlier, that the word fear there is mentioned four times in this one small verse. And if the Holy Spirit inserts it so many times, a small portion of a verse, I think we need to take note of that and see why is that there. And what's the importance of this word? Like we was talking about at the beginning of the program, the ministry, fear can stop us from doing things for the kingdom. And you know what we are today? If you are born again Christ follower, you're a kingdom builder. You're here to do one thing. That's to build the body of Christ. Jesus never said once, you're saved, good. He said, okay, now go and share the word. Now go back to your village and tell the people. Now go and show yourself to the priest. Because he wanted people to see the power of the word, of the gospel, of the healing, so people can come to know Jesus. That's what we're to do today. And every single one of you have a testimony. It doesn't matter if you were delivered from alcohol or if you were delivered from a bad life growing up. Whatever it is, we all have a testimony, and we can share that. And there's no fear in that. If you have a testimony, there's somebody out there that needs to hear it so they can come to Christ. So don't fear that. Don't fear God. Don't fear that. God allows you sometimes to go through that so he can strengthen you, because it says perfect love casts out fear. God's love is perfect. Our love has boundaries, has borders. See, Brother John, I love him as a Christian brother, but as a human being, my love has limits. Well, I love you to a certain point, but that's it. And I'm not going to die for you. And, you know, let's just look at the perfect love. Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. That's what Jesus is talking about. And when you see somebody out on the street, it's not that I'm saying you got to love them so you can go preach to them. Of course not. And that's not what the Holy Spirit's saying either. But if you just put away all of, well, he might reject me, or, you know, maybe he's Muslim, or maybe he's a Buddha, or maybe he's a whatever religion. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is say, Lord, give me the words to speak, and go and share. Maybe they want to hear from you, and there's nobody coming to them. You be that person. When Jesus says, who will I send? You could say, send me, Lord. That's what he says, perfect love casts out fear. So if we keep thinking, me and John, well, maybe we shouldn't do radio, or maybe nobody's going to tune in, or maybe nobody might listen, or maybe the radio station might turn off while we're, well, there'll be 100 reasons, and they might be good reasons for not doing the radio. But if we had that fear, you guys would not be listening to us tonight. And same thing with pastors. They have fear of going up on a pulpit for whatever reason. But perfect love casts out fear, because we want to share the gospel, we want to share the word, and we want to be blessed at the same time. So look what it says again. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We need to be perfected in love. Here's another one in Psalm 34:4 says, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. Very important. Key word, he answered me. Now that's a psalm of David. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from my fears. Was David a fearful man? You better believe it. King Saul was after him with all his troops. David just had some men with him, and he feared for his life, because if not, he would have stand up against Saul. But he was worried. He was scared. He was scared for his life. The king had the power to kill him and not to be questioned by anybody. but he prayed. Now, if King David was a man of God and he feared, how much more do we need to fear the Lord? It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, I'm going to let Brother John share. He's got some verses, too. He's got some scriptures, too. And then we're going to give you guys some remedy scriptures on how to overcome fear. Now, we talked about why do we fear, what causes fear, and what's the drawbacks of fear. We're going to give some remedy scriptures on how to overcome fear. Brother John?
Amen. Amen. And in Psalms 27, King David spoke these words. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Amen. Good word.
The Lord is my strength. Of my life, whom shall I be afraid? If you have the Lord in your life, we shouldn't have any fear. You know, I know that there's believers out there. We still struggle with fear out there. But see, the Lord is our salvation. And
Amen.
He's our remedy. And how do we overcome these fears? Well, some of the ways the Lord showed me is through faith in God. First of all, we have to have faith in God. How do we have faith? It says by hearing the Word of God. It's by reading it, by listening to it. It's by going to church, hearing teachings such as these, hearing a sermon. Just to share, we went over it earlier, Philippians 4:19 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm going to give you about
Amen.
6 points there. It says also in Ephesians, and not necessarily in this order, it says we need to repent of our sins. I'll go into that in a minute. We need to repent of our sins. When we're not living and lining our life up with the Word of God, we start to live carnally. And here comes all, we leave an opening for the enemy out there. And Satan starts to fill our mind up with a bunch of junk. He starts to put fear in our minds and our hearts. We open the door for doubt. So we need to repent and turn away from our sins. We need to give our heart completely over to God. Commit to the Lord. Make a wholehearted commitment. This is the perfect time of the year to do it. It's the first, it's the new year tonight. And the other thing is this, number three, point number three is this, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Put on the full armor of God. I'll repeat that, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Put on the full armor of God. We spoke about this last year. How do we do that? Through prayer. Pray it on each and every day.
That's right.
Put your armor. Pray it on before you go to bed.
That's right.
And point number four is this. You have to remember that 2 Timothy 1:7, we went over, God did not give us the spirit to fear, but a power and a sound mind. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not the spirit of fear, and ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Ask God to fill you and give you a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Ask God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit tonight. Number five, very important here. Very important point that the Lord showed me in my heart here is we need to usher in the Holy Spirit. And let me explain that. You know, when we go to church on Sunday or in the midweek service, there's always something that happens before the Word of God. There's praise and worship. We need praise and worship. And if we were just to go to church and the pastor would start the word, well, of course, you know, that would be all great, but we need to usher in, invite the Holy Spirit and be in the presence of the Lord. We need to worship the Lord in our heart, in our mind. You know, what you're going through, no matter how afraid you are, you know, when the scripture just came to my heart in the book of Acts, when Paul and Silas was in the just beat. The Bible tells us they were just beat. There was their singing hymns to the Lord. They were worshiping the Lord. And what happened? The chains. What's the word for it? The shackles on their feet were loosened. And see, God can break that chain of fear in your life when we start to worship the Lord and just praise Him and get in the presence of the Lord. When we're in the presence of the Lord, the Bible tells us we have the fullness of joy in our life. So we need to conquer fear by going into worship. And then, and point number six here is a very important scripture here. Romans chapter 8, verse 7, I believe, says, "Therefore there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." We need to stop condemning ourselves and saying we're not good enough for God. You know what? We are good enough for God. He went to the cross for us. He died. He shed his blood on Calvary for us. And when we say that, someone you love deeply and you do everything in the world for them, and there's nothing that you wouldn't do for them, and going up to that person and just saying to them, it's just not good enough. Okay, or they're saying to you that what you're doing is not good enough. You see, God has done everything for us. We need to receive that, accept who we are. Okay? So here, I'll give you a perfect example. Gus, if your wife was to tell you, "I'm not married to you," you've been married for 24 years, how would that make you feel? To say, "I'm not your wife." Get that out of your mind. I'm not your wife. You'd be devastated. You would be devastated. Yeah. In the same way, that's what we say to God when we say to Him, "I'm just not good enough." God knows that. That's why He died for us. He knows that we're not good enough. That's why He went to Calvary. That's why He shed His blood. So we need to receive who we are in Christ and stop condemning ourselves, because we'll never be good enough. And remember, repent each and every day. You know what? We all say things and thoughts come to our mind. We need to get strong in the Word. We need to be strong in the Word. We need to repent from our sins, turn away from our sins. And self-condemnation is one of the key things that keeps us in the bondage of fear. So we need to get rid of all those things. So I'll just go over those points again. We have to remember we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We need to repent of our sins, put on the armor of God. And we have to remember to ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit and not the spirit of fear. We have to rebuke that spirit of fear, come against it in the name of Jesus. We have to be in the presence of God with worship, praise, and prayer. And then get into the presence. Get on our hands and knees before the Lord and stop condemning ourselves is the final thing here. So I just want to share that with the listeners out there. Amen.
Good.
Would you like to bring it to a close?
I couldn't agree with all of that anymore. That was just very good remedy scriptures. Because like John 10, Romans 8, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. How does that tied together in with fear? Because fear condemns us. Fear holds us back. Fear, it's the number one cause of a Christian not going forward. It would just stop you, immobilize you, and keep you there in your tracks. And it says the angel disguises himself as the devil disguises himself as an angel of light, meaning that, you know, he won't present what he's doing to you as fear. He'll just say to you, "You know what, this is not something that's for you. Leave it, let somebody else do it." When there could be a ministry in your life, we're all called to minister somehow. It says that we're a kingdom of priests. So what does a priest do? He just speaks the word of God. And that's what we need to do. And we can't let fear stop us from speaking the word of God over our children. Fear stop us from ministering, from teaching, preaching, worshiping. Like John said, before church, worshiping always. You worship going in, you worship coming out. You worship before service, you worship at the end of service. We pray before our food. We pray before we work. I mean, prayer is very important. Now, if there's fear, you know what? I don't need to pray. I got this. I'm not going to worry about it. Because that's man saying, I can do this. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Look what the Psalm tells us. This is David. Cast your burden on the Lord. Now, if you have fear today, that's a burden. Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you, meaning he will uplift you. He will be your strength when you're weak. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Now, that's a in another version of the Bible, it says, righteous shall never be removed. That's beautiful. The righteous will never be removed. I'm going to read that for you guys again. Psalm 55:22. Now, remember, this is Psalms. This is David writing the psalm. And David was a man after God's own heart. So if we want to learn anything from David, we need to learn how he loved God. And look what he says. Cast your burdens on the Lord. And if you have fear tonight, you can be set free from that burden, from the fear that's holding you back. I believe that the Lord can use you if you let him, if you let him deliver you from whatever's holding you back. Like I said from the very beginning, everybody has a fear. I have a fear. Brother John talked about he had a fear in the past. Some of us is coming through fear. Some of us has already, you know, prayed about this a while ago back and got past it. Well, great. You can help somebody else tonight. Call in, give your testimony. We want to hear it. So pray. If you have a fear, call in tonight and we'll pray with you guys. The Lord can set free tonight. If not, he can do it whenever he's ready to do it, whenever you open up your heart for him to do it. Now, amen. We're going to finish. I'm going to give you a few more verses here. This is what it says, Psalm 56, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. There's the word fear again, afraid. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Psalm 112. Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, everybody knows this. Here's the word. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. So David's going through the valley here. Valleys, you know, they're not fun places. They're scary places. They're places that sometimes you don't know where you're going to come out on the other end. Is there going to be luscious, beautiful stuff here for me? Translate that today. You're going out and you're working. You don't know where the end result's going to be. Am I going to succeed at the end of my work day? And it might look scary and you might be in the dark because you don't see the end result of it. But here's where your fears go away. Your rod and your staff, they comfort with me because you know the Lord is with you. If the Lord is with us, does it really matter if we're going through a valley or if we're coming down a mountain or if we're climbing up a mountain? No. Because his love is perfect. So, and then you guys know already 1 Timothy 1:7, Brother John read it already quite a few times. So I'll turn it back over to Brother John.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord today. You know, if there's somebody listening and you're struggling with fear, it's overtaking your life tonight, call in tonight. The area code is 917 919-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. If you're a call-in listener tonight, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad and your telephone. We'll call you up to the mic tonight. We'd like to hear from you if you have a question.
Yes.
Tonight, we'd love to try to answer it for you tonight. So call in tonight because we're going to be praying for people who have fear tonight. And I know that there's people listening. You might be in a different country. It doesn't matter. There's no distance in prayer. And you know what? We have to remember that God, like I said earlier, is still sitting on the throne. Jesus is sitting on the throne tonight. And he's got the power to deliver you, set you free from that spirit of fear. We can become overcomers. Let's do that in the year 2016. Let's be overcomers tonight. And start tonight and throughout the year, tonight, to overcome our fears, our doubts, in the name of Jesus tonight. So let's pray tonight for those who have that spirit of fear tonight. Father God, we come against the spirit of fear. We ask tonight, Father God, that you deliver, that you set free your people tonight, Father God.
Yes, sir.
Father God, tonight, Father God, let it be a night, Father God, that your people overcome fear, Father God. Replace it with faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father God. Touch that person tonight, deliver them, set them free by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we say amen and amen. And tonight, Father God, we pray for all those who have a need tonight, Father God, whether it's financial, spiritual, physical, Father God, we pray for healings tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray for financial blessings, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Make a way where there seems that there's no way, Father God. Open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing upon your people, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, those that are having health problems tonight, Father God, heal tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch your people. Set them free. Deliver them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, tonight, we call every need met, every bill paid by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Tonight,
amen.
Call in. We have time. Call in tonight. Area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. We pray tonight that the word was a blessing in your life tonight. And like I say, we're here learning with you through the Holy Spirit. We have about 8 minutes left in the program tonight. Tonight, call in tonight if you have a question, if you have a prayer request tonight. We'd love to hear from you tonight. If you can't call in, you could write to us at Gypsy Radio. Email us, gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. This Gypsy Radio, the number one at yahoo.com. And as we go through the year, start tonight, as we go in, we're going to have more how-to book or how-to teachings, what God wants to do in our life. Amen. We do have a caller, and it's our brother Wayne, and we're going to take it right now. Brother Wayne, God bless you. You're live on the air.
God bless you, Brother John, and
God bless you,
Gus.
Thank you.
I hope you guys can hear me okay. I just wanted to say thank you for being obedient to the Lord, and this is such a vital topic right now. I'm blessed. I too, struggled greatly, and I need the Lord every day to overcome. It seems like we're being bombarded today through news and just everyday life. The enemy's trying to overcome us, but we have greater is he that is in us. We have Jesus, and he that is in the Lord. You know, we have the Holy Spirit, and I just praise you guys. This is such a great, great topic. There was times in my past that it gripped me so bad, even at work, just trying to get through my bosses, and, you know, there's so many areas where he'll try to attack you through fear. So I praise you guys for being obedient tonight to the word and look forward to continuing to hear, and, you know, we could never hear it enough. So as we hear it, even though we may have overcome it, it strengthens us, it feeds us, and the word is always good and rich for us. And just like if you get some food that's a little bit spicy and it ruins the food, but this Holy Spirit, you get the right menu. You get what is needed, and the enemy does not taint it. So I just praise you guys for that. I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
Amen. Wade.
Thank you.
You know what? I like
thank you, Brother
God
Wade.
Bless you, Wade.
Appreciate that.
Bless
John
you guys.
Only talks good about you. I just wanted to let you know, every time he mentions you, it's a good word. So God bless you. It's very nice talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
I'd like to share something while you're on the line with us right now. We're going to extend our program an extra 5 minutes tonight because we have some calls coming in. I would just share this just a reminder to you, by the way, the Lord put on my heart. You know, I know the greatest thing in my life, what I do was, you know what, sometimes those fears try to come back. And what we need to do is in the morning, as soon as we wake up, put our coffee there, pray, and get into the presence. And let's lift up our hands. Let's start the new year out, right? Let's lift our hands to the Lord, give him praise and worship, tell him how much we love him, knowing, confessing the word of faith, knowing, you know, confess the word to the enemy, because, see, the enemy tries to intercept our prayers. He tries to, he could hear our prayers, but he doesn't understand our heart. He can't hear our heart, but I know one thing. When we get into the presence of the Lord, things start to change. And circumstances change. And ask for wisdom each and every morning as we wake up. Get in the presence of God each and every morning. And you know what? And we'll see what God do. And I'm going to give a great testimony right at the end of the program. Today. Brother Wayne, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Over the weekend here, God bless you, Wayne. And we're going to
bless you guys.
Here. Thank you, Brother Wayne. And I believe my mother is online, too, here. We're going to take it. God bless you, Mom. You're live on the air.
God bless you guys, in Jesus' name. I went this week twice at the doctors, and they told me everything that was wrong with me. And I don't believe it. I got my trust in Jesus.
Amen.
I said I
could
all God. So I don't have no fears or nothing because I know all those reports will come perfect in Jesus' name.
Amen.
John, tell them what the doctors told me.
Amen. Well, the doctor told them they wanted to put her a pacemaker. We didn't accept that. Went to the second doctor, and the doctor said, no, I think we could adjust this with medication on our heart rhythm. So praise God for that. God answers prayers, such as he really does.
Because I got my faith in God.
Amen.
Mighty mountain.
That's right. Thank you, Mom, for calling in tonight. And I'd like to share something.
It's all right. God bless you, guys.
God bless you,
radio station.
Thank you.
I want to share something with the listeners. You know, it's not what I did or anything else that has nothing really to do with me. I have a son named Teddy, and he's my second born. And he was a believer, grew up in church. Something happened in church as a teenager. He turned from the Lord, and he became what you call agnostic or atheist. People didn't know that, but we kept praying for Teddy and praying. And all these years, never gave up on praying for him. And Teddy was at my son Joey's, my youngest son's house yesterday, and they got on the subject of the Lord. And the Lord used my son Joey, my daughter-in-law Chrissy, to share the word with him. And he took the sinner's prayer yesterday. So I want to give God the glory.
That's
honor,
a beautiful word, Brother John.
Yes. Yes, see, that's the power of the word. That's the power of God. And it's the working of the Holy Spirit that does these things. And see, God will use everyone. My son, my daughter-in-law, they always talk about the Lord, my youngest son, Joey. They're into the word, and God used them in a mighty way yesterday. and I want to give God the praise for that. Amen. So I just want to share that with the listeners. If we have any more callers tonight, you can call in. Area code 917-889-7893. We have about a minute left of the program. We'll be back, just to let you know, each and every Friday night, 11 o'clock East Coast time, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock the West Coast. I'd like to thank you, Brother Gus, for good word tonight. And
thank you,
we're going to be sharing next.
Sharing this word. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. And just to let the listeners know, next week is going to be on how to, Gus, I forgot. It's going to be a how to program. I know that. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing a how to series. We're still working out details, but this week was fair.
Yes. And amen. And pray for us this coming week. We're going to pray for you. We love you. We love to hear from you. Again, we'll give out the email address. That's gypsyradio, the number one, at yahoo.com. Great for us. We want to thank the listeners tonight for coming in. We'll be back next Friday night, 11 o'clock East Coast time, with Gypsies for Jesus Radio. Good night. God bless you, and we love you.